To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, look at us having a day on this snow. Well, it's not snowy anymore. Just all over the ground. That, by the way, the last snow we're going to get for the entire winter. That was it. That was it. What we just had the last weekend, that's it.
Well,
we're done.
They weren't kidding. They weren't kidding when last week they said this is going to be the snowiest winter we've had in a long time.
Well, it just started, too. So look at us. 314-436-7900. Please join us, won't you? Also, you can text us by using that same phone number. Odyssey app, voice messages, leave them there. You can listen to the show live on the Odyssey app or try your smart speaker. You could say, hey, play KMOX. And we are right there in your house. In your home. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Please follow us at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
That's right. More gridlock happening yesterday with the snowstorm coming through during the afternoon. A little earlier than MoDOT expected, apparently. And we, apparently, are going to speak to them a little bit later on today.
And apparently, I've never been on the radio before. Well, you may have seen images of that warehouse fire downtown near the river. A 6-alarm warehouse fire causes uncertainty in the $1.2 billion Gateway South project. That building was a key part of that project.
And Jordan Binnington not happy about being pulled from the game last night as the Blues lost to the Ducks. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball with Rob Raines. That's coming up at 10:30. Colonel Jeff McCausland, before that, will join us. He'll be with us at 10 o'clock. And like we said, MoDOT is, we're going to speak to a representative from MoDOT at some point today. We believe in the 11 o'clock hour. We're still working that out because we are told there's been some confusion.
Yeah.
As to what exactly happened yesterday, and I did not fly back into town until the evening, so I got to miss all the early fun. So whatever was, I just know this. I got a text message from Amy on our group thread here, our show thread, and you know, she says, well, it took me an hour and a half to get to Kirkwood from downtown,
so
which is, what was more like an hour 36 minutes.
It was an hour and 36
minutes.
That's
a long time.
It is, and it took me an hour from our building at Olive and Tucker to get to the hill. Like, I passed, would it be Ragazzi's right there on the hill near Shaw. An hour, it took an hour to get from Tucker and Olive to the hill. I will say, side note, not important, but I called my mom twice and I called her. I'm just like, hey, I'm bored. Because I was just sitting.
Oh, leave her alone.
And she's like, oh my gosh, stop calling me. What are you doing? What's dad doing? And we just sat there.
Leave that woman alone.
And then I called back. Hey, I'm bored. I'm still sitting here.
Oh my God. Call Pajeski or something.
Well, he was off. I didn't want to call him on his off day.
I'm bored. I'm not that bored. Don't call me.
Are wow. you sure?
Wow. Wow.
I was actually very busy.
Yeah. We'll get to that later.
Ew. So, okay, never mind. All right, good.
Ew.
So, yeah, I my dumbass over here, yeah. I flew out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real quick weekend trip, and I flew out as the first storm rolled in Saturday morning.
I can't believe you got out.
I can't.
Wow.
Let me tell you a thing that happened, and I'm going to ask you if this has ever happened to you before, because I've never seen this. I've never heard of this before. So I had a 5 a.m. flight on Saturday, and we were, you know, keeping an eye on the weather, and we heard that it was coming through and heard that it was going to be rolling through at about the time you needed to be at the airport. So I wake up at 2:15, trying to get to the airport by 3:34. I look out the window, no snow. Okay, we're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go shower, get the bags ready, walk out the door. It's snowing pretty hard. And by the time I got to 70, about 5 to 10 minutes away from the airport, it was, I thought about turning around because it was really coming down and it looked like nothing had been done. I mean, maybe it had. You know, I know when the snow is coming down and it's heavy, there's not a whole lot that pre-treatment can do. But it seemed like it was a little treacherous. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the process of getting 5, 6, 7 inches of snow.
Yeah.
At that point.
So, and I didn't know how bad it was going to be, because I thought it was 1 to 3 inches, but apparently got up to 7, right?
8 inches of snow in Edwardsville. Edwardsville.
Good Lord. So we get on the plane and we board on time. Flight's supposed to leave at 5:05. We get on the plane and they pull back. They do the whole de-icing process. And if you've never been on the plane when they do it, it's like fire hoses with the antifreeze solution.
Yeah.
And they spray it down. They knock off all the ice and snow that's on the plane first. Then they do another coating. It's a different one. And it's supposed to, you know, keep you good for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sat there for like 25 minutes. And I started thinking, does this de-icing solution stop working after a bit? Because it is still snowing pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this is...
How long are you de-iced?
Yeah, like how long does that work? Because I'm thinking, well, this is the end of me. Because this plane, and the rest of the plane.
Wow.
Mostly
he's
you.
On a plane with 250 people.
No, it was 100 people.
100 people.
It was 100
and
people.
And your thought is, this is the end of me.
Yeah, not the end of us. This is the end of me.
My gosh. You're a Seinfeld character.
Although, remember how I told you I don't want to die alone? There you go.
Oh my gosh.
I'd have been with 99 other people.
So you're going to lean over to the person next to you and say, hey, at least we're all going down together, right?
Well, but how about this? I had my own row because it was not totally full.
Okay.
So anyway, the pilot gets on and he says, we can't see, so we can't leave. And my first thought was, dude, it's been snowing like this for a good hour and a half. How are you just now being able to tell that you can't see, right? So I can't believe they put us on the plane. And then they let everybody get off if they wanted.
Okay.
They pulled back up to the gate.
So they detached.
Yes.
From the gate.
We pulled back.
Then you pulled back into the... How far away from the gate did you get?
Not very far, because they pull you back so then they could do the de-icing thing. And then they brought us... He said we might go back to the gate. We went back to the gate.
They reattached you.
They reattached us. And then they said, yeah, you can get off. But if you do, take all your bags with you. And then...
So they gave you the option to stay on the plane or to get off the plane.
That's right. I've never heard of that. I thought that you were just a prisoner.
314-436-7900. If you've had the option to disembark or if you've been a prisoner on the plane. Because I thought all the horror stories from several years ago, I think it was pre-COVID, but several years ago, where people were stuck on the tarmac for 6, 8 hours at a time because airlines wanted to say that they were, quote, on time. And I guess as long as you leave the gate, you're on time.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
And people were freaking out because they were on these tarmacs and the toilets would overflow and they'd run out of water. Ugh.
So that is, I've never seen that before. They did let everybody get off the plane and then they said, but if they tell us we're cleared to go, we're not waiting for you. We're just taking off. So I didn't really, where was I going to go? I was pretty close to the bathroom if I needed it. You know, I'm not taking all my bags off the plane. And then,
so
I just stayed.
How
and then
long
4 hours
there?
Later.
What?
4 hours later, we took off.
No.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this right. You sat in your seat for 4 hours.
I did. So 5 o'clock we were supposed to leave. We got to the runway at, I think, 9:05. And that was it.
That's a nightmare.
That is 4 hours.
I would have gotten off that plane.
The updates kept, he kept saying it'll be an hour before we leave.
Sick. I feel sick to my stomach right now. So, and it was not a direct flight, right?
It was direct.
It was. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So then at least once you sat on the tarmac for 4 hours, then you at least got to your destination.
Did. Yeah.
Well, how long was that flight?
A couple hours.
What did you do for the 4 hours? Were you the only one who stayed on the plane?
I tried to sleep. I can't sleep. No. A lot of people did. A lot of people did.
Did you make a new friend?
No. I was sitting by myself. It was great.
That's not too bad if you have more room like that. I could do 4 hours, I think.
Hours?
If I had a whole row to myself.
I had a whole row.
Did you have internet?
I had internet.
I'd be fine.
It's so luxurious to be in your own row on a Southwest Airlines flight. Don't you think?
Wow.
Anyway, I never seen
I've
it
never
before.
I've never experienced that.
And then I flew back last night back into the storm again. So I really struck gold twice.
You did. I might strike gold tomorrow because I'm flying into Denver and they're calling for a ton of snow tomorrow. Of course, no snow all week and no snow after this. But while my buddy, he just texted me and said, just as a heads up, I'll call you after your show because it is looking like they might get slammed when I arrive.
Oh, boy.
I was just worried about... Now, the good news is I'm not immediately driving up into the mountains like Breckenridge, which is getting slammed with snow.
Yeah.
But Denver doesn't always get hit. Denver can be pretty dry for a long time, and they're getting hit. So, man, it's very travelicious this week.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I did not like that at all.
Okay.
I thought it was the end for me Saturday morning, and aren't you lucky it wasn't?
Well, we have Robert watching on YouTube said Ronge would have a slip and fall going to the plane's bathroom, and then it would be the end of only him.
Okay, that's true. But those bathrooms are way too small. There's no way you can slip and fall and hit your head in there.
Right. You would just
kind of
still be
lean.
Upright. Yeah.
If you passed out, you'd be leaning.
Slip and lean. Now, I will say yesterday, everybody was looking at the commute home, and it wasn't during rush hour. It was earlier. I left here around 12:30. Like I said, it took me an hour and 36 minutes to go home. I don't know if I took the best route or not because certain parts of the highway were closed or really bad, and I'm pretty sure I avoided those worst parts of the highway. 44, we kept moving. Once I got on 44, just west of the hill, we moved consistently between 15 and 20 miles an hour all the way to Barrie, which was the fastest that I moved, like, you know, all day yesterday.
Yeah.
That felt pretty darn fast, 15 to 20 miles an hour. So 44 was not bad. 44 was pretty good this morning. I know 40 is still kind of a mess. Anytime you go north, it's going to get worse. Here's what I will say about me. The snow, I think very uncharitable thoughts about people in the snow. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I wouldn't mind if certain cars slid into a ditch. This morning, red BMW.
Mm-hmm.
I am driving behind. I want to give credit where credit's due. It was a black GMC pickup truck. The most beautiful driving I've ever seen. I tucked in behind
this
guy.
It's the most beautiful driving you've ever seen.
I've seen a lot of cars. I've seen a lot of cars. And this truck, this GMC truck, if you were on 44 eastbound this morning, beautiful driving. I tucked in behind him. And he went pretty consistently, 58 to 60 miles an hour the whole way. Like, it was so nice. But this red BMW just must have been going 70 miles an hour, got really, really close to me really fast and tailgated me for several seconds and then did the real jerky move.
Like, yeah, like jerked to the next lane.
To the next lane and then sped up into the backed up J-turn that is Laclede Station Road. Like, raced into stop traffic and then slammed on her brakes. And I'm not going to lie, with the red BMW, I didn't want anyone to get hurt.
But you wouldn't mind if there was an accident.
I wouldn't mind if she slid into a ditch, single car.
I don't understand.
I mean, she was asking for an accident.
Even if you have a vehicle that is just built for snow and there's no chance of you skidding off the highway, if you drive like an idiot, you're putting everybody else around you at risk. I don't understand driving as if it's not snowing.
If
you were the only car on the road, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they do it, or trucks, big trucks do it.
Then I had road rage. Remember how I said I was behind this beautiful...
I kind of want you to kill somebody.
No, don't say that. I was behind this beautiful...
Let's see what happens if you do.
GMC pickup truck, but I had to get into the left lane because if you're going 44 East, the Lafayette exit is a left lane exit. So the left lane's filling up. So I put on my blinker and get over. Well, I thought I had plenty of room. The guy behind me, who is an Lexus SUV, I'm just doxing everybody this morning, a Lexus SUV.
Hey, that's me.
I guess, thought I cut him off. When I'm saying I didn't cut him off, I'm a very cautious driver. I would not cut someone off.
No.
He thought I cut him off. So he turns on his brights at me, I guess to show me that he's mad. Then he
that's
gets,
what, exactly
then
what that
he
means.
Goes on the other side of me, the right side. And guess what? As I'm getting off at Lafayette, again, it's still snowy. Turns on his blinker and fakes out, cuts me off, and then gets back in the other lane to go back on 55.
This is while it's snowing?
While it was snowy.
Come on.
And I said, are you serious?
Come on.
So anyway, again, I wanted him to slide into a ditch. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I just want minor inconveniences. If you're driving like that, I couldn't believe this road rage.
Yeah.
I was listening to Christmas music.
You deserve to be in the ditch.
I was listening
agree.
To Bing Crosby. I was having a great time. I didn't cut this guy off.
So I will, we'll just say this. If you drive like a butthole during this time period, when it's snowing and it's slick and it's gross out, we all here on the Chris and Amy show hope you end up in a ditch. Not necessarily dead.
No injuries.
Just
minor inconvenience.
Terribly inconvenience. No. Not a minor inconvenience. If your car's in a ditch, that's a major inconvenience. We wish that upon you.
Just don't drive like that. People, turn on some Christmas music. Listen to Julie Tristan do her breath work.
Yes.
And affirmations.
Breathe in.
And then you
don't drive like a butthole.
That's right.
We are going to talk to MoDOT. We expect to. And we'll find out what the hell happened yesterday. Because a lot of people were very upset with the highways, and I saw the map. I was not here for it. I looked at the map, and it was just bright red everywhere.
I went,
oh, my God.
I sent it to friends. I'm like, look at this.
So we'll talk to MoDOT at some point today. We appreciate you being with us on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Quick PSA here, mainly for Christopher Ranji.
Yes.
This is from my mother, Mrs. Mark Scores. She said, hey, tell Ronch that the eggnog latte at Starbucks is back.
Yet she's lying.
No, she sent me a picture.
What?
Yes, she said, you need to tell Ronj that Starbucks brought the eggnog latte back.
Where? Which one?
At Starbucks.
All of them?
I think so.
Your mom, if your mom is lying to me.
I'm showing him the picture right now.
What?
I can't believe is my mom remembered that you liked that.
What is she?
Because I saw this email yesterday that the eggnog latte, or this morning, came back.
What?
And she took a screenshot of it.
Oh, my God.
A screenshot and sent it. Told me to tell you.
Oh my God, they brought it back. It's right here on the app.
Yep.
It is on the app.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. Why didn't they make a bigger deal about this?
Well, we're doing it now.
I can't believe it. Thank you, Mrs. Markscores.
All right.
For that. That's the best news I've heard today.
Well,
it's only 9:24, but it is the best news I've ever heard.
She is a great lady. Hey, we have a question of the week this week. Every Tuesday we do this. And the question has to do with Christmas lights on your home. Do you like white lights, multicolored lights, or the red and white, like the candy cane lights?
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around. I'm a multicolored lights person. I think Christmas should be bright and tacky. I love all the old-fashioned multicolored lights. But I also do love the red and white light homes, like the candy cane homes. I think it's a really, really nice palette cleanser for all the multicolored lights. I think it's very festive. I think I would do multicolored lights on my house versus red and white, but I love that the red and white are out there.
Are you talking about those rich people out there with the pillars in the front of their homes and they have the red ribbons around them?
No pillars. There's no pillars, but there are a lot of...
Because you have to be rich to have pillars.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes. Or Roman. Probably.
The Romans
had a lot of pillars.
Us poors, we don't get pillars. actually, real quick,
yeah.
Did you know that in New Orleans, in the French Quarter, they have all those canopies, porches with the posts on the sidewalk, mm-hmm, that hold them up? That used to be, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago, a sign of wealth. The more pillars, the more posts you had on, uh-huh, your home, uh-huh, out front holding up your awning, that was because you had to pay for each post on the sidewalk. And so if you had like five or six, people thought, oh, wow, they must be rich.
You know,
because they were
is,
able to put those up.
My friend calls it, if your house is pitchy, it has a lot of pitches, that's when you know it's a big house. Like my roof line is one straight line.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
I have
tiny
ranch. It's like my roof is a rectangle.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
But if you have a lot of pitches, like, oh, that house is very pitchy.
Wow.
Pitches are the new pillars.
You know, I'll tell you, I think that I would like more pitches on my roof.
I have one pitch.
I have one pitch too.
Hey,
so that's our question of the week.
Yes.
At Chris Amy KMOX. Go there and you can vote. You can follow us. You can find out all the fun stuff we're doing and not doing.
And we want to continue to hear from you today because we are going to get to a conversation that is really upsetting our producer, Matt Pajeski.
Yeah. What's his problem?
He hates beige Christmas.
I've got more rules for you.
Oh, God. This kid has so many rules. I don't think, honestly,
You're
do not.
You're using the term kid pretty loosely. Why don't you hear what he did this weekend?
Oh. Wow, I actually can't wait to hear it.
But he's got rules. He's anti-beige Christmas.
That's right.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm on his side.
I don't think Pajeski would not have been able to survive without rules.
That's right.
He needs rules.
We need law and
we
order.
We all need rules. We all need boundaries.
If there were no other people, he would have to have rules set for him, is what I'm saying.
It's a routine. I call it routine.
It'd probably have to do with how he wears his pants. Oh, I don't wear I don't wear a brown belt on Wednesdays.
A man has to live by a code, okay?
And by the way, this is only going to get worse. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, it just occurred to me with this, what's this called, this song? It's a snow...
Charlie Brown.
It's called Skating.
Skating, where they're on the pond.
Yep.
So, and this is where they're eating the snow. They got their tongues out like, yeah, I don't like the snow. I wait for April snow or whatever she said.
April snow.
Yeah, it happens in like Cleveland. Cleveland gets April snow all the time for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so specific.
Yeah, I don't know why it's Cleveland.
No, Charlie Brown, let's go to Cleveland.
I think God
April.
Hates Cleveland. So here, okay. What bothers me about this weekend that we just had, I need to get this off my chest right now.
Did you notice how his attitude went from the high of the eggnog latte?
By the way, huge assist to your mother.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would have just not known about it. Or I would have gone to the app to order and seen it and went, what?
You might have
and
had
freaked
a grabber.
Out. I could have had a grabber. That would have been the end of me. I would have died alone again. I am so upset that I effectively missed the snow. Because, you know, I love being around for snow. I love when it snows here. I love the feel of Christmas and watching it happen or being out in it, you know. And I was gone for it. I left as it came in, and then I arrived as it came back. And I really missed getting to enjoy it.
Aww.
Because I know that they told us we were going to have heavier than normal snowfall this year. That's what AccuWeather told us.
They did.
I have a bad feeling that they have lied and that was it.
Well, they're right so far.
The snow that's on the ground right now, that's it. We're not going to get any more.
I don't believe that's true
at all.
That
makes me sad.
I don't believe it's true. We're going to get more snow. Also, remember how I said I'm flying into Denver tomorrow morning and that Denver can be, I said, they can have long dry spells.
Yeah.
Oh, well, John is watching on Facebook. He said Denver just got their first snow after a record stretch of 220-something days without snow.
Yeah.
So good news that I'm flying into that.
So what's wrong with Matt Pajeski? What's his problem?
Oh. All right. Matt, would you like to take the floor?
Sure. Well, I don't think it's any secret that beige Christmas is taking over the stores. I mean, it's in Target. It's in Kirkwood at the farmer's market. It's everywhere. What I mean is that every single ornament, every single Christmas tree, all the decor is now like white or off-white or tan or beige. And if you're watching the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, I'm going to throw some examples up there for you guys to see. It's also like this sort of modernization of Christmas, of anything, really. You know how we talked about how chain restaurants are kind of dulling down decor. Now
Minimalism. Streamlining, sterile, Soviet.
Colors are dark, like gray or tan, just really boring colors. Yeah. And I feel like we're losing the old green and red, bright Christmas, all that. So I compiled some examples that I'd like to show you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever had a good time after somebody compiled examples of anything?
No.
Like, has anything ever been fun after someone said, I've compiled an exhibit for you all to observe?
Yeah, so, tell us about your compilation.
Yeah, for those on the stream, you can see what I'm talking about. But wow. For those listening, Christmas trees. These companies, like, I don't even know what companies are selling this stuff, but like a Christmas tree little, like, you know, figurine that you might have in your house is now just a beige cone. There's no green anymore. There's no like little snow flocked onto the Christmas branch, onto the Christmas tree branches. It's just a beige cone that you have in your house.
Yeah.
It's minimalist. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Everything's white and cute and fluffy. I like the green and red of like a traditional Christmas.
Yeah.
I like a Bing Crosby Christmas album, whereas these newer modernist heathens might like a Pentatonix Christmas.
Is it possible that he, so I'm looking at the, he has thrown up an example, again, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, find us at, you know, KMOX on YouTube, and you can watch the shows live, and he's thrown up the, well, he's thrown up, all right, he has put up on the screen a copy of the Bing Crosby album. Christmas album, and then right next to it, the Pentatonix Christmas album. I think your problem is with Pentatonix.
It's part
and
of the
let
problem.
Me tell you what my problem is. Did you guys know that there is a Pentatonix Frank Sinatra duet?
Yeah,
like
song,
like posthumous.
Yeah,
yes,
a posthumous Pentatonix Frank Sinatra.
It offends me. It offends me in the biggest way. They What is this? What is the song again?
While
that they've
you're looking
done
it up, Brunch.
Yes,
we do have a texter. Said I agree with Pentatonix. I wish I was high right now. This would be really funny.
So they did. They have Pentatonix, Frank Sinatra have done. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Okay, do
and
we have it?
Not yet.
No, we don't. It's just awful. And don't do this. Especially Pentatonix, and we hope that you enjoy the Pentatonix show if you won tickets a couple of weeks ago.
Robert's looking at Matt's exhibit.
On YouTube?
On YouTube. He said, wow, this is a whole diorama.
Yeah. I did my research.
He really is angry about this.
Show prep.
It's traditional.
This is show prep.
Versus modern Christmas.
And I don't think it's, for you it is traditional versus modern. For me, it's just less visually appealing. To not have all the colors. Christmas is a colorful
it
time.
Is.
Yes.
And it should be a colorful time.
You know
time.
Why? Because Christmas, like breakfast cereal, is magical and for kids, right? Like it's supposed to be imagination and wonderment and joy and kids. No kid goes, okay, here's what I want. I want a beige room.
But also,
I want all wooden toys, unpainted. I want white and beige rugs and white and beige walls. No, kids. Kids are tacky. That's what makes them
and
kids.
And they smell. And they're dirty and they have germs.
No, kids are, they're just a little tacky. And Christmas should have a little tackiness to it. And I'm so with Matt that this whole, you know what it is? It's like trying to make Santa Claus sexy.
So here.
If you made Santa Claus.
You know
like,
what? What's wrong with a sexy Santa?
Well, Target did it and it's working for them. Apparently the Hot Santa from Target was controversial last year, which is good.
Uh-huh.
So they brought him back.
Great.
He's just a guy. He's not hot. He's just a guy. But, I mean, it would be like if Santa Claus were all muscly, maybe didn't have a shirt on, and came down the chimney.
But let me tell you this. There is nothing wrong with having options for Christmas.
I don't think you should have
it
that.
Is okay. It's okay if you want to have a colorful Christmas. It is also okay if you want to have a beige Christmas. If you know why? Because it just screams classy to me.
Oh.
You're saying you're a classy person.
I think the opposite. I think classy is like a red bow on a green Christmas wreath. Like that's because it's just classy
beige
to me.
Beige is what you do if you don't know how to be classy. So you're just like, I guess this is what I'll do to try to look modern and classy. No. Saint Nick would not want that at all.
Right. Or it's, I think it's streamlined. I think it's okay to have a streamlined
minimalism.
Christmas.
Have you seen the minimalist? Google all of you right now. Google minimalist nativity scene.
It's on the stream right now.
Okay.
There's your traditional on the left, which is you know, got the Mary and the Joseph and the baby Jesus, and the minimalist nativity set is just some blocks.
It's blocks. You're right. It's blocks that are silhouettes, representations of the manger scene.
Yeah.
So someone said that this is great radio right now.
They're joking because it's a visual thing.
Well, but we are describing what's going on.
They said it's great radio for 23 people.
This text message, for YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment there. Or Facebook, you can comment, and Twitter the same. My wife painted the living room yesterday. It's a little tacky. So this is Robert Walsh. If you are Robert Walsh's wife, Robert thinks the living room is tacky now. Whatever you've done to it,
get it?
Don't.
She now, painted it yesterday.
What's what I love about this, I get it. I don't like it. This this whole rant that Pajeski has gone on and it has fired him up in an extreme way. It's like this. He has a problem with the modernization of Christmas.
Yeah.
A Charlie Brown Christmas from 1965. Mm-hmm. The undertones of complaining about commercialization of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what that thing's about.
No.
It is. There's a lot of it in there.
That's the commercialization. We're talking about the
so we've been complaining.
Colorful.
Yeah. Going back to the 60s, people have been complaining about how Christmas is being celebrated.
Yeah, can't we just enjoy it? Different things, because I would argue that they came up with a beige Christmas so that people had to buy new stuff. And they're like, oh, let's make Christmas trendy. Let's make it beige.
What's the difference? That's commercialization.
Because my dad uses the same plastic Mary and Joseph scene and the same big multicolored bulbs on the house that he used when I was a kid 40 years
ago.
But
what about people who've just bought their first home? They're starting out. They have to buy
old looking ones.
Yeah.
Buy old looking things.
That's what I'm doing.
You know what's cheaper than buying new stuff? Getting the hand-me-downs from parents and your grandparents and the old family Christmas stuff that looks old like that. It's got that great classic feel to it.
We have Mary and Joseph. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Like, Joseph is in a pink plastic dress and Mary is in a blue plastic dress. And then there's baby Jesus and there's like light bulbs underneath and they light up. We have that. Joseph always falls over. Anyone who has that set knows that Joseph is the one that falls over because he's the tallest. Why are you looking at me funny?
Because Christmas doesn't have to be hand-me-downs. You could buy new stuff. I like this. When I see a decoration that I like every year, I'll buy one. I like it. Colonel Ripper has said, actually, 1946, Miracle on 34th Street, there's a discussion of Christmas commercialism.
But I don't understand why you guys are equating colorful Christmas and multicolored lights with commercialization, because my Christmas tree is colorful. I have old red bows and dried oranges and popcorn. That's not commercialization, but it's colorful.
No, it's an objection to how people are celebrating Christmas. That's all it is. Like Matt over here is upset that if he were born in the 40s, he would be complaining about how Christmas is too commercial right now. I guarantee you.
The 1860s. Now that was a great time for Christmas music and Christmas decor.
We have a texter who gets it. I talked about the Mary and Joseph. He said, we had that and I had to tie Joseph to the porch post because he kept falling over.
There's probably something wrong with that. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
It's just really, they're light.
Big Blonde Dan watching on YouTube says, you all just hate the corporate fat cats. Cone trees, easier to make wooden blocks, less labor, brown, cheap paint, boring Christmas equals higher profits.
Wow.
Maximize.
Wow. He's right. Well, if you have watched a Hallmark movie, everybody knows that the bad big city boyfriend, the corporate lawyer or developer, has beige Christmas. He's got a silver or a white Christmas tree and a few sterile modern ornaments, and she falls in love with the guy that's got the multicolored lights on the tree and wears like his grandma's apron while he bakes cookies.
I'm not doing that though. Okay.
Mary Lynn said she's for, quote, all the colors for Christmas. She also prefers roofs with no pitches. I'm a ranch house kind of gal. But wait, I thought, don't I have one pitch? Don't ranches sometimes have one pitch?
I don't have any idea. I've never looked for a house, so I don't know what anything
is. I'm 42 years old, mm-hmm. and I want to put Christmas lights on the roof line of my house, and my dad said no.
I love that your dad...
I think he knows me too
well. You're in your early 40s. Your dad is telling you no.
Yeah.
Have you been grounded lately?
I know. I will. I feel like I'm not allowed to go put lights on my roof because my dad has said no. I think it's because he knows me really well. I will fall off the roof.
Make sure that you vote in our Twitter poll about the Christmas lights. If you like the white ones, the multicolored ones, the red, white lights, whatever it is you like. It's right there on the Twitter poll. And I guess if you want to write something in, you could do that too. I don't know what the other options are. But go ahead, at Chris Amy KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
So I'm looking at a list here of which country consumes the most coffee. And I could have you guess, but you're never going to guess. I bet you won't guess anything in the top five.
Is it per capita? Or is it just the gross
daily
tonnage?
Coffee consumption per person in cups.
Per person. Okay, so that's important.
Per person in cups. I bet you won't get any in the top five.
The way you're saying this, I'm guessing the U.S. is not in there.
The U.S. is way down. I'm trying to think if it's like 20th or something.
All
maybe
right.
Further down.
Okay.
It's a spiral graph, which is hard to read.
That's exactly what we need. I would say it's not Italy.
Nope.
I would have guessed Italy. France.
Would have guessed France, not France.
Wow. Yeah, so is China on the list?
Oh, way down. Yes. At any rate.
Australia.
Way down.
Okay.
So I bet you can guess which continent. All of our listeners can guess which continent drinks the most coffee, since I told you the U.S. is like
Europe.
20. Europe, by far. Luxembourg.
Oh.
5.3 cups of coffee per person per day.
Okay.
Then Finland, 3.8. Then Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Austria, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Greece, and Germany.
Wow, okay. I don't know. I guess I'm not that surprised. What does surprise me is that the United States isn't high on the list.
Yeah. And
just because the coffee that we drink, because you're talking of coffee per person per day.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the biggest servings of coffee. Getting a venti is not what
I wonder
happens in Europe.
If they don't count, you know, like the Frappuccino drinks or the lattes, maybe. Maybe this is real coffee. Because a lot of those so-called coffee drinks are just sugar and milk. What's interesting, Lebanon is number 11, then Brazil, 12, then Canada, 13.
Brazil's all the way down there? Like you would think that there'd be a lot more. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Joe Buck was on Good Morning America yesterday? Joe Buck,
he was going to be hosting.
So he's hosted a handful of times already, and he hosted again yesterday, and he apparently likes doing it. I think that's an interesting choice for a host. They've already got Michael Strahan, who was a former football player who was there. Why not give Joe Buck a try? And maybe, what if that's his permanent job? What if he just does Good Morning America every day? I think that's an interesting idea.
He heard him interviewed about it.
Yes.
He said when he wakes up to do Good Morning America, he remembers why sports is his jam. He doesn't like waking up at 3 in the morning or 2
in
the morning.
Yeah, the morning show thing mm-hmm. is so difficult. No matter how good of a job it is, no matter how well paying it is, and there are a lot of morning show gigs that mm-hmm. are very well paying. It's just a tough life. And, you know, we all know morning show people in radio. And, you know, I have friends who did morning shows. And now they're doing afternoons or something different. And when you talk to a person, when you talk to them about doing a morning show and you say, well, how long did it take for you to get used to it? To a person, every single one of them says you never get used to it.
You don't. And also, they have, I'm pretty sure they've done a very specific study of morning show hosts. It takes years off your life.
Or people who work a night shift.
It's not good for you.
People who work, the
midnight to 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. shift. That is just not normal, no matter how often you do it and try to get used to it. You just never do.
314-436-7900. We would love to continue to hear from you today. I will want to bring up that I want to bring up that Harambe has texted in.
Oh, wow.
He is joining our Christmas lights conversation. He said he prefers the big multicolored round bulbs on the tree. They remind me of the old Disney Pluto Chippendale cartoons I watched when I was a kid every Christmas. And yes, the Chippendale Christmas is so good. That's a classic because they keep unscrewing the bulb and then I think it's Dale's face. He looks into the bulb and it gives him that fishbowl look. He's got a goofy look on his face. I watched it when I was a kid.
Oh.
They're stealing the presents. You know Pluto what? Is barking all around the tree.
Can I need to admit something to you.
Oh, no.
You've been talking about the Chippendales. And I had completely forgotten about the animated thing.
You thought I was
like, what are you talking about?
I watched the Chippendales. Male stripper Christmas.
And I was thinking of the Chris Farley, Patrick Swayze SNL sketch.
I think that was around Christmas, wasn't it?
I don't know. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the Chippendales do a Christmas show. But the Chipmunks, Chippendale Christmas, it's so good.
I feel like you'd have to do a Christmas show if you're the Chippendales.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.